Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Close to the bottom of the page. Six lines from the end of the page. Lamed Gimel, you're way too far. Lamed Gimel.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so give me, I'll find it.
Thank you.
Six lines from the bottom of the page. Okay. Now, the Gemara said before, this is a very interesting Gemara today, by the way, but the Gemara says before that according to Rav Meir, that one who gets death penalty doesn't have to pay. Okay? But, he said, the Gemara was discussing before, if an animal was slaughtered on Shabbos, and normally if you kill an animal or sell it, you have to pay four or five times the amount. So Rav Meir said before that he is obligated to pay even though he slaughtered the animal on Shabbos, which really he should be getting killed for slaughtering the animal on Shabbos, yet he still has to pay four or five times the amount, depending if it's an ox or a calf or a sheep, for the thing that he did. But now the Gemara asks, Maskula Marzutra. Okay, so the Gemara answered before, what's the case? Got to say, very important. So the Gemara says, what's the case? The guy himself didn't slaughter the animal. He told an agent to slaughter it. So therefore, that's how the Gemara explained it before, right? In other words, a guy steals an animal, and on Shabbos, he has somebody else slaughter the animal or sell the animal. Correct? Now the din is, when you go through an agent, so you didn't desecrate Shabbos, the agent did. But you're responsible for paying for it, because you stole it, and you had it shechted or sold. So therefore, that's how the Gemara explains Rav Meir, even though it was done on Shabbos, but Rav Meir holds you have to pay, because somebody else slaughtered it and you didn't. But Rav Meir would agree, if the guy himself slaughtered it, then he wouldn't have to pay, because he gets killed for desecrating Shabbos.
What if the one that's slaughtered is a void, let's say?
No, what's it? So the Gemara is going to say like this. Masko and Marzutra doesn't make sense. Marzutra asked the question that this doesn't make sense.
But if he orders it...
Well, 1 second. Mi'ika midi, is there such a thing? Dilu of it, if he would himself do it, lo machayv, he wouldn't have to pay money. Now that somebody else did it, he would have to pay money. Marzutra is very simple. Rameh's logic is a little bit, according to him, not understood. Because if the guy himself, the thief, on Shabbos, slaughtered the animal, because he gets killed, he wouldn't have to pay. So how is it possible that if he himself did it, he wouldn't have to pay? And if an agent does it for him, he does have to pay. The Brisa says, Rameh says, if the agent kills the animal on Shabbos, you have to pay. Right? So Rabbi Marzutra said that logically it doesn't make sense. If the guy himself did it, he wouldn't have to pay. Now somebody else did it for him, so he does have to pay. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Gemara answered, Marzutra's question is off. It's not that he doesn't have to pay if he did it himself. He really does have to pay. Except, he gets the bigger punishment of getting killed. It's not like he's not obligated to pay, so how could a guy who does it for him have to pay? But the Gemara answers is, that's not the point. If a guy himself would slaughter the animal on Shabbos, he really does have to pay four or five times the amount. The only reason he doesn't is because he's getting killed. That doesn't mean he doesn't have to pay. He does have to pay.
He pays with his life.
He pays with his life, which is much worse. And the Gemara asks again, and if you're telling me that the case is that somebody else slaughtered the animal, my time is Rabbanan de Patre. Why did the Chachamim hold that you don't have to pay four or five times the amount? The Mishnah, the Brisa that just, the Gemara just brought, was an argument between a mayor and the Chachamim. Yeah? The Chachamim hold that if a guy steals an animal on Shabbos and slaughters it, he doesn't have to pay four or five times the amount. Right? Rav Meir says, you do have to pay four or five times the amount. So the Gemara asks, but Rav Meir also says you get the worst of the punishment. So why would you have to pay the four or five times the amount? So the Gemara says, because somebody else slaughtered it. right? So second, now the Gemara asks, 1 minute. So then why did Chacham say you don't have to pay it? If somebody else slaughtered the animal on Shabbos, so for sure you own it. So what's the argument between a man and a Chachamim? The Chachamim say, you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount if it was done on Shabbos. The mayor says you do, right? So the mayor says it doesn't make sense according to that mayor. You get that. So the mayor says, no, somebody else did it for you. Right? That means that's what the case is speaking about. If somebody else shechted the animal, so why did a Chachamim hold that you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? You do have to. Because you're not getting killed. The agent that did it for you is getting killed. So what's the argument to remain the Chachamim? Both should agree. So the Gemara says like this, you're right, but man Chachamim, who is the Chachamim in this case? Okay, top of the page. Rab Shimon he. Rab Shimon. No. Go back. Oh. Top of that page. We went from here to there. Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says like this. Shechita she'ena ru'uya. A shechita that's not fit. Meaning, a shechita that doesn't render the animal edible is not called shechita. Huh? What's the case? The case is like this. Huh? No, we'll see in a second. The actual din of there's a din in the Torah. You're not allowed to shecht a mother cow and a baby cow the same day. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You can't shecht the mother cow and a baby cow the same day. So if you shecht the mother, you can't shecht the baby. You shecht the baby, you can't shecht the mother. Okay? And if somebody did, okay, then you get the malchus, okay? Because it's a negative commandment in the Torah. Now, what happens if you shechted the animal, but the animal ended up to be treifa? The lung, something was wrong in the inside of the animal. Mm-hmm. Can you shecht the baby or not?
No.
So the chachamim hold you can't. Because you still shechted the mother and the baby on the same day, you can't do it. Reb Shimon says no. A shechita that doesn't make the animal edible is not a shechita. So you never shechted the mother. So therefore you're allowed to shecht the kid. So
what's the lashon in Torah? Don't shecht them or don't kill them? In Torah.
Why would you kill him? What's the point of... What good would they get to just kill him? That is something. Well, what useful... How useful they are?
1 second. It's...
killing two species at the same time. Two generations.
Isn't the fact that if the mother is shechted, the second one doesn't even have to be shechted, it's automatically kosher, the baby that was in the...
No, we're not talking about the baby and the mother.
Already born.
Separate
already.
Yeah. The Torah says, V'shar Eisem, an ox or a calf, a sheep, Eisei v'ezbenei, le'sishchato b'yem echot. You're not allowed to shecht the same day. Now, Reb Shimon holds, that if it's a non-kosher shechita, meaning you can't eat it, it's not called shechita. Okay? That's what Reb Shimon holds. So now, the question over here is like this. Reb Shimon, the Chachamim, hold, you know why you pay 4 or 5 times the amount? Because it's not considered a shechita at all. Because that shechita, no, 1 second. The spirit of Meir that they say the guy doesn't have to pay. Oh yeah, because he didn't shech the animal. No, it's not a kosher shechita. Why? We're going to soon see.
He stole somebody's cow.
He stole the cow. And then he made a non-kosher shechita. The Gemara is going to discuss what's the case. It's either Shabbos, shechted on Shabbos, or he shechted it for idol worshipping. Correct? Yeah?
What are we talking about Shabbos?
Or idol worship. The Braisa before said, well, we hear we're talking about Shabbos. But the Gemara before was speaking whether it's idol worshipping or here. Remember, it's three things. Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, or ganav v'tavach l'avedis kuchavim for idol worshipping, or he shechted shart haniskol, which means an axe that killed somebody, and the bezim proclaimed them to be stoned. The axe has to get stoned, and it's forbidden to benefit from. And then the guy shechted it. So Rav Meir says you have to pay dalet vehei. Chacham say you don't have to. Okay. Right? So the question is, over here, now, meanwhile, the Gemara is talking about Shabbos, but this price applies to Shabbos, idol worshipping, Shur, and this, all these cases, it would be the same din. Now, Rav Meir says that what's the case over here? Somebody else shechted the animal. Correct? On Shabbos. Or for idol worshipping. Because it's all one case. Idol worshipping, Shabbos. Okay? That means somebody else shechted it for idol worshipping. So the mayor says you have to pay dalet vehei. Chachamim say you don't have to pay. Because you're going to get killed, you don't have to pay. Correct? So the Gemara's question is, if an agent did it, that means you didn't worship idols by it, you didn't desecrate Shabbos by it, why do you have to pay? I mean, why don't you have to pay? Why don't you have to pay?
In the case of idol worship, maybe it's different.
No, 1 second. The Gemara's going to put them all together. But the question, why don't you have to pay? You're not getting killed. Somebody else did it. So why don't you have to pay? So the Gemara answers a very interesting David answer. The Chachamim that say you don't have to pay is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon holds, if it's not a kosher shechita, it's not called shechting. So you, therefore, the guy never killed it for Aveda Zara. Right? So therefore, why do you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? 4 or 5 times the amount is only if you shechted it or sold it. Here, the guy killed it. He didn't shecht it. Why isn't it? Because it's not a kosher shechita. As well as I'm going to explain. If it's not a kosher shechita, so the Chacham say, then why do you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? The Torah says, if you steal an animal and shecht it, or sell it, then you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. But if you don't shecht it, why do you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount?
And the logic is because there was no benefit for him, because he wouldn't be doing idol worship, or if it was kosher, that he's not benefiting.
He ordered it, right? His employee shecht
it. But there was no benefit to it. It was like, as it wasted. It got wasted. Right? So he doesn't, he's not
punished. Let's see what the Gemara is going to say now. So the Gemara asks, 1 second. That's only good if you shecht for idols or shor haniskol, then the shechit is not good. It's not kosher. Right? Because you can't benefit from it. But the Gemara says, if somebody shechts on Shabbos, the shechit is kosher. What happens if a guy on Shabbos shechted an animal? He did. He might get stoned for it, but is the animal kosher? Yeah. The Gemara says the animal is shechita, is good shechita.
Cannot eat it, or somebody else can eat it, right? After Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah. Or he did it accidentally.
Or he did it for a choila.
Then we're talking about desecrating Shabbos. He's not desecrating Shabbos. You were talking a case where he desecrated Shabbos. If you did it for somebody who's sick, it's a mitzvah, you didn't desecrate Shabbos. But the Gemara says like this, al shechita Shabbos, shechita ru'uye, it's a kosher shechita. Why? The Tanan is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Chulin, ha-sheichet b'Shabbos u'b'yem ha-kippurim, if somebody shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, afo pishem ischai b'nafshi, even though he's going to get killed for desecrating Shabbos, but shechitosik sheda, the shechita is kosher. It's a kosher shechita. So the Gemara's question is like this. The whole case over here is that somebody else shechted the animal and you stole the animal, and somebody else shechted it for you. So the mayor says you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount because that guy shechted it. You're not getting killed. You're not getting killed. So therefore, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. The Chachamim hold, we just got through saying, it's like Reb Shimon. They hold if it's not a kosher shechita, so then it's not a shechita. You never killed the animal. It's like you didn't do it.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, you're like you didn't do it. It's not a kosher shechita. Reb Shimon hold, a shechita which is not edible is not called shechita. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, if somebody shechts on Shabbos, it's a kosher shechita. So why did a Chachamim hold that you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? If the agent shechted it for you, right? So that means the animal was shechted. That means there is an obligation of 4 or 5 times the amount because it was shechted. But you're not going to get killed because you didn't do it. So why did a Chacham hold you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? No, that's not the case.
It could be.
It's, no.
You're
right, but that the Gemara says he, the Bryce, the expression is here. Gone if it's over Shabbos, or gone if it's over Chacham, or gone if sharing this kutvachoy, Chacham say you don't have to. Why?
Why? Is it because
the kosher shechita?
Because he told him to shecht it, but he didn't say do it on Shabbos.
It doesn't matter.
Because he didn't shecht it, so he only asked to pay for what he stole.
Correct. But the Chachamim say, yeah, but the bottom line is, under my stealing, it was shechted.
What if he did it for his own convenience?
Forget Shabbos for a minute. If a guy steals an animal, yeah, and he doesn't want to shecht, he gives it to a sheikh to shecht.
Okay.
And the sheikh, and during the week, on Monday.
Yeah.
The sheikh shechts the animal. Does he have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
He does, because it was under his stealing watch.
Right.
He stole it and shechted it. Doesn't mean he himself did it. Shlich shalom kabaytze. If somebody shechts it for you, he's like, you did it. Except when it comes to an aveda, there's no shlich by an aveda, like we learned. So the Gemara says, why a chacham hold you don't have to pay? Because he held a Reb Shimon, there wasn't a kutshchita. So it was never shechted. It was never shechted. You don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. But the Gemara asked, that's only good for Aveda Zara and the other ones. But Shabbos, the Mishnah says clearly the shechita is good. The animal is edible. So now the question goes back. So why did the Chachamim hold that if an agent shechted on Shabbos the animal for you, you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? Why not? It's a kosher shechita, right? And you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount because you're not going to get killed. The agent gets killed. So then you should be able, you know, why don't you have to pay? So Gemara goes, answers like this. And this din, by the way, is a very, very, the case the din with Gemara is a very practical din in Hilchos Shabbos. So Gemara says, he holds a Reb Yechonah Sandler. He holds a Reb Shimon, but he also holds a Reb Yechonah Sandler, Reb Yechonah Shoemaker. That's what he was. He did, he was a shoemaker for a living. Yeah. Okay, now, we learned this in the Hilchos Shabbos, but there's three opinions. It's very, I'm going to spend some time on this because it's very practical. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any malacha. Okay? What happens if somebody cooks on Shabbos? Can you eat the food or not? So this Mishnah, or Bryce, I'm sorry, is going to say three opinions. Okay, let me tell you the general guidelines of this din. You could have done it intentional. You could have done it accidental. Okay? That's one difference. Correct? Now, there's a difference. Is it forbidden for you or for other people too? And how long is it forbidden for? How long? Forever? For Shabbos? Is after Shabbos permissible? These are all the different, and it's a very important thing. So let's see the din, and then we'll, after we explain it, then we'll go connect it to the Gemara over here. The Tanya says like this, in the Braisa. Hamavashal b'Shabbos. The case is in Bishal on Shabbos, okay? 34A1, like 10 lines to the top of the page. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, The shaygig, if he did it accidental, meaning he didn't know that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. He didn't know that it's Shabbos. Or, you know, the guy mixed the pot, which is cooking on Shabbos. He didn't know you're not allowed to mix a pot. He thought you're allowed to, the shaygig. The din is yoichal. He can eat the food. Even the guy that did it can eat it. That's this first opinion. Okay? B'mezid, if he did it intentionally, lo yoichal. He cannot eat the food. Okay? Now, divrei Rav Meir, this is what Rav Meir holds. So Rav Meir says like this. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. And again, there's details over here, but Rav Meir says like this. If you did it accidentally, we don't give the guy a fine. He didn't know you're not allowed to. He made a mistake. Okay? So Rav Meir holds, if you cook on Shabbos accidentally, you could eat it, and everybody else for sure could eat it. What happens if you did it intentional? This is what Rav Meir holds. You can never eat the food. But everybody else could eat it on Shabbos. Because they didn't do it. Right? Rav Meir holds very simple. A guy commits a crime accidentally, you don't give him a fine. It was a mistake. He didn't know you're not allowed to. So Rav Meir says, you cook on Shabbos, you can even eat the food on Shabbos. Others for sure could. What happens, you did it intentionally. You cooked intentionally. Besides the Shabbos aspect of desecrating Shabbos, what's going to happen to you? What about the food? So Rav Meir says, you, because you did it, we're giving you a fine. You can never eat the food. Everybody else, they didn't do it. So they can even eat the food on Shabbos. That's what Rav Meir holds.
Can ask to other people?
Why? They didn't do it. Did they do it? Why should they get a fine? No, it's not halacha. There's three opinions, I'm telling you. But this is the source of that halacha, is this price. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. The shaygig, if you did it accidentally, you can't eat it on Shabbos. Yehuda lemetzoy Shabbos. You could eat it right after Shabbos. Rav Meir says if you did it accidentally, you can even eat it on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says on Shabbos, no, you can't eat it. Because, you know, the melacha was done, you have to wait until after Shabbos. B'mezid, if he did it intentionally, le'yecha le'lamis, he can never eat the food. Okay? And the way Rashi learns, he can't, but others could.
Mosai Shabbat?
Huh?
Mosai Shabbat?
No, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. Otherwise, there is no difference between him and Rabbi Meir.
With what? Yeah, the other people can eat it on Shabbos.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. That's what Rashi says.
Only the shogeg different by them, right?
No, I'm sorry. Rashi says they can eat after Shabbos. After others, Shabbos. Yeah. The Meir holds it's forbidden only for other people. Never.
Is the opinion that becomes trade that you can't have it?
In other words, like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, once something was done intentionally, everybody's fined. Rabbi Meir holds, only the guy that did it intentionally is fined. Understand? Mm-hmm. So Rav Meir is very lenient. Rav Meir says if you did it accidentally, even you could eat it on Shabbos. If you did it intentionally, Rav Meir says you can never eat the food. Everybody else could eat the food on Shabbos. Okay? Rav Yehuda holds that b'shegig yoichol b'Shabbos. Oh, but Mitzvah Shabbos, you can't eat it on Shabbos. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda says, nobody can eat it on Shabbos. And according to Rashi explains over here, by the way, B'mei lo yechu alamis ala achedim, Yeah, other people can eat it. Okay? According to this, you could only eat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after enough time was passed in Shabbos to do it. In other words, like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Tosis goes into the whole thing. So according to Rabbi Meir, yeah, to get this straight, Rabbi Meir holds, accidental, everybody can eat it, including the guy that did it. Yeah? Intentional, he cannot eat it. Okay? According to Rabbi Meir, other people can eat it even on Shabbos. If it was done b'mezid. So he's very lenient, Rabbi Meir.
That person could be Jewish or non-Jewish?
That's no, we don't talk about Jews, because you're not bound by it.
Doesn't matter?
No. So, Rav Meir says, accidentally, everybody can eat it, including the guy himself. Intentional, only he can never eat it, everybody else can eat it on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says, no, we're going to be stricter. If it was done accidental, everybody can eat it after Shabbos. Not right after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to get it done. Let's say the cooking was an hour. You could eat it an hour after Shabbos ends.
Why?
Because we don't want you to benefit from what was done on Shabbos.
Oh.
Okay.
Makes sense.
But, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, I'm sorry, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it was intentional, then you need to wait after Shabbos the amount of time. Other people can eat it right after Shabbos if it was accidental.
Well, we learned if the goy does it for you, you have to wait the amount of time after Shabbos.
Correct. So that's stricter.
That's halacha.
That's stricter.
So what's the opinion that says that you can't eat it at all?
1 minute. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree. Rabbi Yechazan is the third opinion. But Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that the guy that cooked it intentionally can never eat it. Never. Okay? Even accidental, Rabbi Meir says you can eat it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it. Right? Now, what happens if a guy did it? How about other people, if it was done intentional? So the mayor holds you can eat it on Shabbos. Because we didn't give a fine to those people, they didn't do it. The Yehuda says, on Shabbos they cannot eat it. They can eat it after Shabbos. Okay? They have to wait the amount of time that it takes to cook it.
That's the strictest opinion?
No. The Yechon and Sandler, Aymer, the Yechon and Sandler is the third opinion. B'sheigig, ye'ochol emetzei Shabbos la'cheidem v'loy loy. Rabbi Yechazanda says, even if a guy did it accidentally, he cannot eat it. Only other people can eat it after Shabbos. Not him. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he can also eat it after Shabbos. Rabbi Meir says you can even eat it on Shabbos, accidental. Rabbi Yechazanda says no. Who can eat it after Shabbos? Everybody else, not the guy himself. B'mezid, lo yeichol lo lamis, lo loy v'lo la'achedim. Rabbi Yechazanda says, if a guy did it intentional, nobody could eat it forever. It's Rabbi Yechazanda's opinion. Okay? Huh?
It goes by the food.
The
utensil also becomes trafe.
Yeah, if the food is trafe, for the guy, the utensil becomes trafe also. But what's interesting is that there's three opinions of Shagig and three opinions of Mazid. If it was done accidental on Shabbos, that Meir holds, the guy himself could eat it. Everybody could eat it. Rav Yehuda says, everybody can eat it right after Shabbos. Yeah, the amount of time it takes. Yeah. Rabbi Yechazanda says no. he can never eat it, even accidental. After Shabbos, if it was accidental, other people could eat it. Okay? What happens if it was done intentional? If it was done intentional, so that Meir says he can never eat it. Okay? The other people can eat it even on Shabbos. Through males. Intentional, he cannot eat it forever, but other people can eat it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's intentional, he can never eat the food, the other people can eat it after Shabbos. Not like Rabbi Meir says, on Shabbos they can eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Sandler says, no. If it was accidental, only others could eat it Saturday night. If it was intentional, nobody can eat it, ever.
And that's the halacha. No.
The halacha of the Rabbi Yehuda.
So 1 hour after Shabbat.
Well, it depends. If it takes an hour to cook, an hour after Shabbat.
That's the halacha.
But the guy that did it, he can never eat, ever. But other people can eat after Shabbos.
How do they know which one is right?
How do they know in halacha? There's certain guidelines in halacha.
But everybody agreed that the mezid, he cannot eat it, right? He himself. Everybody said the same thing. Yeah?
The what?
The mezid, he himself cannot eat
Can never eat it.
Everybody said the same thing.
Right.
Either way, he can eat.
That's the only thing they agree on, right?
Whoever he cooks cannot eat it. Either way.
Ever. And not only that, Dr. Rebbe says the kedeira that you cook in the pot is also a trait for him. Now, that guy that did it intentionally has to kosher his pot.
So who makes the halacha?
Shulchan Aruch, the codifiers. Okay. Now, accidental, Rav Meir says everybody could eat it during the day. Rav Yehuda says, Mitzvah Shabbos, everybody could eat it. Rav Yehuda Sandler says, no, everybody can eat it Saturday night, not the guy himself. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Sandler, the guy that did it can never eat the food. Not shaygig, not mazid. Never. Rav Meir holds, mamish the opposite of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds shaygig, everybody can eat it, including the guy. But mazid, everybody else can eat it right after Shabbos. Right? Rav Yehuda says, accidental, they can eat it Saturday night. Rav Meir says, even mazid, they can eat it during the day. So, Rav Yehuda holds that they can eat it Saturday night. Rav Yehuda Sandler says, never. Never eat it. Only accidental, other people can eat it after Shabbos.
Well, it has to be the our case now, this.
The Gemara's not done yet. So the Gemara says, why does Rav Yehuda Sandler say what he says? Just in time.
Very late
night. The Gemara asks now, what's the reason for Rabbi Yechonah Sandler? Why should it be also forever for everybody? Right? And if he did it b'shoyg, it's just for him forever. For every, nobody else can amaze it. Nobody else can ever eat it. Why? What did they do wrong? So Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Yechonah Sandler. What's the reason for Rabbi Yechonah Sandler? Okay? So he says like this, Kedrash Rav Chiya Pirsa de Bei Nasi, like Rav Chiya learned in the gateway of the house of the Nasi. It says like this, it says a very interesting pasuk. Ushmartem as a Shabbos, the Torah says, keep Shabbos, ki kodesh hi lochem. It's holy. So Rav Chiya Sandler says like this, you have to keep Shabbos because it's holy. So he learns, if you desecrate Shabbos, that food that you did, it becomes like hegdish. Just like Hegdish nobody can ever eat. If you desecrate Shabbos, it becomes Kodesh. It becomes like Hegdish, you can never eat it.
Why?
It's like Hegdish. Can anybody eat Hegdish?
Why in Shabbos?
Because the Pasuk says, Ushmartem as a Shabbos, ki Kodesh hi lochem. So he's learning that it means Shabbos is like Hegdish. Ma Kodesh otze b'achila. Right? Just like Shabbos, Hegdish you can't eat. Af Maisa Shabbos is Sur Machila. So the act of Shabbos is also hectic, you can't eat it.
How do you learn this? Maybe when he says Kodesh is holy, maybe even the regular Kodesh.
But there he holds though.
He's removed.
Shmartim is a Shabbos. Shmartim means don't desecrate Shabbos. Right, Shmira is Zochav Shomer, the negative commandment. By the way, we should have mentioned this before, even though the Gemara says now, even though you can't eat the food forever, but you can sell it, you can benefit from it. Even Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who says the food is forever forbidden, yeah, he holds it's only forbidden to eat. But you can sell it to a guy, you can give it to a guy.
Mutabano.
So the Gemara's question now, if you like eating Shabbos to Hegdish, then it should also be forbidden to benefit. Why do we say you can give it to a guy or sell it to a guy if you can't benefit from it? If it's like Hegdish?
Hegdish you cannot do
Hana. Hegdish you can't have Hana either. That's the whole thing of Me'ila. If you misuse Hegdish for personal use, it's forbidden. So the Gemara says no, because by Shabbos he says, Shabbos he, Kodesh he, Lochem. It doesn't say just Kodesh he, it's like Hegdish. Kodesh he lochem, it's for you. What does it mean for you? Shalochem yehei, it should be like yours. That means you can't eat it, but the Torah adds the word it's yours, meaning you could benefit from it. So you can give it to a guy, sell it to a guy.
A lot of packaged food you buy, it says, oh you, it was made in Shabbos, on Shabbos.
What? Made on Shabbos.
If it was made on Shabbos, it wasn't made for you. It was made by a guy.
Right.
Not for you.
Right, so that's why...
That's what you can buy. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Yochel afil b'shaygig. So then I would think even if it's shaygig, nobody would ever allow to eat it. Because Kodeshi. Gemara says, no. It says, Machalalem ha'isyumas. If you desecrate Shabbos, you get killed. Meaning only when you get killed, meaning intentional, that's when it becomes Hegdish. Okay? So therefore the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yechon Sandler holds that if you do a malacha on Shabbos, nobody can ever benefit from that malacha. Intentional. Okay? Now let's connect it to our Gemara. The agent shechted it on Shabbos. You stole the animal, the agent. So the Gemara asks, it's a good shechita because you're allowed to eat the shechita. Now the Kohen Rabbi Yechon Sandler. Rabbi Yechon Sandler says, if a guy shechts on Shabbos, you can never eat it. Because whatever you do on Shabbos, is permanently forbidden for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
So 1 second. So according to him, he goes like this. Like Rabbi Shimon holds, a shechita that's not fit is not a shechita. So the Gemara says, the shechit on Shabbos, it says it's good. You can eat the animal. So he said, no, according to Rabbi Yechman Sandler, you can't eat the animal. Because if a guy did malach on Shabbos, it's permanently forbidden for everybody forever. So that's why Rabbi Meir says, that's why the Chachamim, the argument that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim say, if your agent shechted the animal for you on Shabbos, right?
You don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay. Because it wasn't a good shechita. Because Rav Shimon holds, if it's not fit to eat, it's not a good shechita. So the Gemara says, but the Mishnah says, you could eat the shechita of Shabbos, but Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says he can't. Even after Shabbos, he can't.
How do we hold today?
Like Rabbi Yehuda.
And which is...
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
if
it's done accidental, everybody could eat it after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to do it. But made it intentional, the guy himself can never eat it, everybody else can eat it after Shabbos.
Everybody else can eat it, but not the intentional guy who performed it.
The guy that did it can never eat it.
This is the shechita as well as the...
Any malach on Shabbos.
How will they know?
If a guy built something for you on Shabbos. It's not only shechita or food. A guy built something for you on Shabbos. Right? So if he did it accidentally, you can use it after Shabbos. Let's say, this is not a good example because it's a difficult halacha question. What happens? No Erev, nothing, yeah? Somebody brings you something on Shabbos. Carried.
Right.
Okay? can you benefit from that food on Shabbos?
You're not supposed to.
Well, it's not so simple. But, because caring might be unique.
Because you're not making any change in the
house. Right, it's a machlekes. It's unclear in halacha. He came by car. No, I'm saying, what happens if, you know...
They bring you a bottle of wine, and you say kiddush on it.
You know, the Sefer Mitzvah, they write that you could. It's not so simple. You said, we bring out, it's not only about food. It could be about anything. If they turn down a light for you. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. You can't benefit from that light until after Shabbos.
Turn it on.
I said, if they turned it on. Oh. Right? To turn on a light.
It's already on.
Yeah, but you have to walk out of the room.
Really?
Yeah, but why you do this to me?
My parents are...
No, you can't.
I have to study that or something.
Get benefits from
it.
And Shabbos. After Shabbos.
They're doing it for themselves. You didn't ask them.
Okay, there's a zillion details over in these dinim. But let's first get the Gemara straight.
That's why you prevented me from visiting my parents.
I didn't say that.
So how do you put it in the...
Right. No, because according to the Biecha Sander, it's taken never a kosher shechita. The Gemara's question, how could you say it's not a kosher shechita, but the Mishnah says if you shecht on Shabbos, it's a good shechita. Okay. Right? So the Gemara says, no, now according to the Biecha Sander. Because according to the Biecha Sander, if it's shechted on Shabbos, you can never eat it.
It's a kosher
shechita,
but you cannot eat it. So the
shechita
itself is kosher.
So, but Rabbi Shimon holds, any shechita not edible is not a shechita.
Re'uya means like edible?
Ru'ya to fit. Yeah, no, ru'ya like, yeah, shenu is not fit to eat, is not a shechita. The only question the Gemara had was, why, but it is fit to eat, because if somebody shechs on Shabbos, you can eat it.
Yeah, but not according to
Rabbi Hassan. So the Chachamim, by the way, that say that if an agent shechts the animal for you on Shabbos, you don't have to pay Dalit Vehei, is only if you hold a Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yechon Sandler. Then the Chachamim hold, it wasn't a shechita, the guy never shechted the animal, so you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
The reason, because if you stole it and you told him to shecht it and you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, he chooses to do it on Shabbos, then whatever.
You still have to pay. No, Chachamim, you don't have to pay. Because the bottom line is not a kosher shechita.
The bottom line is that it's on Shabbos.
Correct.
But if it's not on Shabbos?
It will be an interesting question. What happens if a guy steals an animal on Monday, and he shechts it, and it's a tray for animal? I don't mean a pig. I mean the shechita wasn't...
Well, he gives it to an agent to shechta.
No, I'm saying even if he shechts it himself. What happens if a guy steals an animal Monday, and he shechts it, but there's a tray for the animal, the lungs are no good, broken bones, whatever, it's not a kosher animal. You can't eat it.
Or you didn't shecht it right.
Or you didn't shecht it right. So according to Rav Shimon, you wouldn't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
That doesn't make any sense.
The Chacham argue on Rav Shimon. Chacham him hold, even a shechita that's not fit, is not a fit to eat, it's still called a shechita.
Because
he still killed
the animal.
His intent was to shechita. It has to be shechted.
Yeah, the other owner lost the animal.
No, you have to pay him the value, but not 4 or 5 times the amount.
Because the shechita was invalid?
Yeah. Just because according to Rav Shimon. Yeah.
But the language that the Chumash brings is shechita.
Tvachay mechari.
Isn't the point of...
By Shgneva, by the mother and the kid, it says, leis tishchatu b'yemechari. But it says, tvachay mechari, but the Gemara learns it only has to be shechita.
Isn't that muddling the point of that halacha where you pay 4 or 5 times.
No.
Isn't the point that the fact that what does shechita and selling have in common? That means the animal's gone. It's just poof, it's gone. Right? It's dead or it's sold.
Why is the animal gone?
Because he killed it. Or he sold it.
Let me ask you a question. If you had animals, an animal you're gonna shecht the next day.
Yes.
You had an animal I know you were gonna shecht it the next day.
Yes.
Okay?
Right. But I did.
But you didn't. And I steal it today. Mm-hmm. And I shecht it today. Yeah. Do I have to still pay you 4 or 5 times a month?
You stole it and shechted it, yes.
But why?
Because it's dead.
But you're gonna shecht it anyway yourself. You're gonna do it tomorrow. What's the difference?
What if you shecht it wrong?
What does it mean?
Why do I have to give you 4 or 5 times the amount?
Because that's a halacha.
Because you...
But the Gemara says it's only if it's a fit shechita.
Right.
because you have to pay for it, I'm going to go on your support. Because he did the wrong thing. He stole somebody's property.
So I have to give it back.
Then he's going
to... If I steal your Gemara, I don't have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
Yeah, but what if,
Rabbi, if he's
what
a bad chochet, he's a bad chochet, so in his treif, he doesn't have to pay 4 or 5 times?
Yeah. According to Reb Shimon, no?
Yeah, he's an emotional...
Attachment to the goat, and it's his pet, Dinky, and they killed Dinky, and I don't have Dinky anymore. You should pay me 4 or 5 times.
Moshe.
Dinky's dead.